So hello, welcome, and I'm just gonna laugh today. Oh my gosh, we are gonna have a little bit of fun on the Erica Glessing Show today, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And my next guest, he actually coaches people around laughing. He's a hypnotherapist. We're just gonna laugh for 8 minutes. Wow. So Dave Berman, welcome.
Thank you, Erica.
Anyone who knows me knows that I laugh a lot, but I've never really hung out with a laughter coach, and I'm just curious, like, what would happen then?
Oh. Well, you told me that you've done laughter yoga before, right? Yeah, no? No, yeah?
Well, what I said, actually, one of my friend's dads did laughter yoga, and so I'm quite familiar with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I got started with laughing on purpose and making it a daily part of my life, and it was so impactful for me that I brought it into my practice as a coach and hypnotherapist, and then just amazing things started happening and creating new ways to laugh, new ways to connect with people, new ways to guide people to self-discovery through laughter. And
wow. Changes when people laugh more? What can they expect if they start laughing more?
Well, they'll be a little bit less serious and a lot more playful. They'll be less stressed and anxious and more joyful and clear-minded. You know, we think less. You know, it's a great way to reduce overthinking is to just spend time laughing.
You know, that made me want to do an app on my phone. And at one point I had like a, you know how they have the easy button at Staples?
Yeah.
I wanted to do like a happy button.
Well, you've got them all over your body. Just touch. You just touch different places on your body and you get all sorts of sound effects coming.
So what if you're going through a time that's kind of like wretched, like you're going through something that sucks? Can we bring laughter in to help us when we're going through something that's like really not very fun?
Well, certainly. I mean, laughter is innate. It's something we're all born with. It's inside of us. And we can either choose to keep it inside or we can choose to allow it out. And that's kind of the main concept of laughter yoga that I've brought into the coaching realm. And it's about changing the way we're looking at things, seeing everything from the inside out. So there's no time when we can't laugh. There's times when we may choose not to.
What on earth is laughnosis?
Laughnosis is the understanding that when we laugh and we do it for a while, that we actually are getting to access the same part of the mind that hypnosis gives us access to. We don't have to do a lot of the more. Yeah, we don't have to do a lot of the. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness. It was all at my fingertips. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, when we laugh, we kind of open up, you know. We become more receptive to new ideas because we're in a happy place. We've got a lot of brain chemistry going on that makes us receptive to learning. And so I find that it's a great mode of self-discovery for clients.
Wow. Hey, what about someone unlike you and I for whom laughing isn't like at our fingertips all the time? What can we do to accentuate and have more laughing in our lives?
Well, laughter is the sound of joyful breathing. And the reason why laughter yoga is called laughter yoga is because we focus a lot on the breath. So the answer to your question is start slow and begin with breathing in, breathing out with a laughter sound. Ha.
Oh my gosh.
And we can repeat this and it can build up, and even a resistant person, if they're willing to play, they will find their inner spirit of laughter. And it's through the breath. It's always through the breath.
I do remember that from my friend's dad. He passed and he was such a good laugher, and he would laugh a lot, and he had this clarity to his third eye. He had this third eye knowing, and it was beautiful. In fact, I actually dedicated one of my books to him.
Nice.
Maybe he guided me to you. So let's laugh for people again. Oh my gosh, and imagine people, if you bring your, let's say you're teaching a class, this just showed up for me, for everyone listening, if you're teaching a class, hey, what happens if you just, if the whole class erupts in laughter, what happens then, Dave?
People feel good, people feel connected with each other. You know, one of the brain chemicals that I was alluding to a moment ago is oxytocin, the bonding hormone. So laughter yoga clubs all around the world create friendships among people who are not really going through a traditional kind of social connecting experience, learning about each other or networking. They're just laughing and being playful together. And through eye contact on top of all that, we wind up feeling really connected to the people we laugh with. So it's also a great rapport building tool for coaching and hypnotherapy.
I love it. And where are you again? Tell my audience where the Erica Glessing Show is today.
I'm in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. I'm from the U.S., but laughter has taken me all around the world.
Wow. That's incredible. Hey, what's on the horizon for you? What can you invite my people to?
Well, I've been making laughter demonstration videos every single day for more than 800 days. So I invite people. I invite people to connect with me on Facebook.
My gosh.
Daily Laughers on Facebook for the ongoing, you know, videos, and for working with me, coaching. You know, I help people to get unstuck, reboot your life, become a morning person, discover the inner spirit of laughter that you've had your entire life.
Wow.
Bring more joy and playfulness into your experience of any part of your life. So dailylaughers.com has, you know, more about me and my coaching programs. And one of the things coming up is a new book called I'm a Daily Laugher. I've been working on it for a while, and it's about the impact of laughing every day, having a daily laughter practice. And it's going to be told through stories of my life and stories of the people who have been in my videos. I've laughed with people in all 50 United States and 66 other countries so far. So lots and lots of stories about the impact of laughter.
Laughter has no limit with Dave Berman, everyone. So head over to Daily Laughers. And you know how much I love books. So as soon as that comes out, I'll post that right here in the memory of this show. And let's laugh one more time for people. Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you, Erica.